Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge from Palm Springs today.
I know. What's going on? This is a whole new background. I don't see any hashtag twats.
I know. I had to find a bedroom that was quiet. It's like the front part of the house is there's a busy street. The back part is the pool. So it is what it is. If it gets loud, it's
well,
loud.
Right now it sounds good. For a little vacation?
Yeah. So Sophia is out of school. So I took her and her friend to Palm Springs. Eddie's here for 2 days and he's got to go back to work. So yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Just a little get out of town for a few days. And then I'll be home on Friday. And then we're going to go to Lake Arrowhead.
Well, we'll be missing each other because I'm going to be in Orange County this weekend for Slate's horse show.
Oh, bummer.
Rats, but at least
rats. I've had enough of you. I saw you twice in 1 week.
We saw each other twice in 1 week, and we have a lot we need to discuss.
It was a very busy week. I want to say weekend, but our first night out was on a Thursday. And I'm telling you, I'm still feeling it.
Like,
I'm just tired, just being busy and doing the glam and the talking, like the mental exhaustion it takes to do
having
all that.
To, you know.
hide from certain housewives or people we've mentioned on the pod. I mean, it's exhausting to go to the MTV Awards when you do this as a profession.
Of course, who are we behind in the press line? No other than Teresa. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Great. Oh, great. But she was very kind, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, okay. So first, we're just going to like answer some fan questions. First, how was it? Who did you meet? I would say the on the red carpet, we mainly just talked to press because we were so worried about getting too close to Teresa and there being a full situation on the red carpet. So we were like, okay, we just kind of kept our distance on the red carpet. Am I right there?
So, yes.
But then they took us into a holding room. And that's like where you get touch-ups, or Tam went to look over her lines or whatever it was. And Bethany was in there. And of course, Tam goes right on over and does this big old hello. And then like kind of motions to me. And I'm like, I know what I just said on the pod. I didn't say it.
You said it.
I know, but I can't go over and give somebody a big old hug that like, you know, what I said isn't terrible. I mean, she's probably said way worse about me, but it's not my style. So I just like waved from afar and then like said like to her daughter, you look beautiful. You look so grown
up. She was very sweet. Was nice. I met her daughter. I met her boyfriend. Everybody was really nice.
And I think that, you know, she was the most, you know, we have to understand what I talked about on the podcast was before she did her MTV Awards speech, but she was actually very appreciative to Bravo and the Housewives for the very first time. I'd never heard her speak like that. So that's also why I said what I said, because this has never been her narrative before. So it was nice to hear her actually thank the platform that gave her all that she has now.
Yeah. So who did you meet that you were excited about? Because I have one that I'm just...
You go first.
Dr. Pimple Popper. Oh. Sarah. You know, I'm obsessed with that. I send my friends disgusting zit popping videos constantly. They're always like, you make me throw up, stop. So her and I have talked on Instagram before. And yeah, guess what? She wants me to come into her office and assist her with some of her pimple popping.
I absolutely cannot. You should have seen this love fest that they had taking selfies. They took like a pity selfie with me, even though I blatantly said to her, I've asked you, Tam, multiple times to stop sending me pimple popping or hair removal. Like I do not want to see an ingrown hair. I don't.
I want to see a big juicy. I don't like the big cysts. I like when somebody has like multiple blackheads and they come out with big clear.
Honestly, I know. I'm so it's sorry. Gross, if you're on your morning commute and you're listening to this, I apologize in advance.
I'm not the only one. She's got a ton of followers.
People love it. I just don't need you to send it to me. But she was very lovely. She was very nice. I think then we could talk about, we'll talk about who we met on our way out later, but okay. We got to kind of talk about our seating chart. So we walk in. And of course, the table next to us is Teresa, Louie, Joe, Melissa. And then I don't know. Kristen Cavallari and whoever it was.
Yeah, I was excited to meet her too.
Yeah. And she looked beautiful. And yeah, she's so funny. Beautiful. And it's such good TV. We love chatting with her and talking about our mutual friend, Justin. And then our table, which was me, you, Dorinda, Dorinda's niece, Taylor Armstrong, and her husband. Mm-hmm. Then the table next to that was Garcelle, her two sons.
Cherie.
I don't know if that's her husband or her boyfriend because she's not on the show yet, but very Garcelle's nice man. Kid.
Her boys were there.
And then coming in later was Sutton and her daughter.
She wasn't very friendly to me. Is that because of you?
Yeah, she wasn't very friendly to me either.
Friendly to me on social media, but I just felt like she just...
I think my guess is she's annoyed about because there was all the clickbait about her calling Erica and I like saying white trash, where, you know, they didn't air it and they said to us publicly, you know, she said to us while we were filming, I already told you guys this, but I didn't come to those white trash towns, whatever, you know, but then they take it out of context and make it seem like, you know, it is what it is. But then, you know, she just was kind of making funny faces about the music being played at the MTV Awards because of her daughter. And I'm like, you know what you're coming to. Of course, they're going to play these music. And like when you go to the MTV Awards, also people have like the cameramen come around and they want you to stand up and dance and be excited. Right. And
we did like, that.
We did it the whole time. But like she was just kind of making these faces. But know who I was dancing and having a nice time with?
Yeah.
Garcelle.
She was so sweet to me.
She was sweet to me too.
So sweet, so kind. Asked me like even personal questions like, how's your daughter? And, you know, just she was just so sweet, so down to earth. And Crystal as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were really fun. We talked to Crystal a little bit about what we had talked about on the pod. And I think that we are going to find out more on this week's episode of Beverly Hills on what happened last week. So last week,
I tried to get it out of Crystal.
I know, but I kind of did. But either way,
I didn't try that hard, I guess.
But Tam also has a history of going up to people that have not listened to the podcast and apologizing for things that we've done. And I'm like, can you?
I only did it once.
Did it twice.
Well, the Teresa thing, that's a whole nother thing because I was wrongfully accused by the press. But
okay, you got to tell the Teresa thing because I don't even want to bring up the other one, but tell the Teresa story, what happened with Louie.
Oh, so we were, you know, next to each other for a good hour through the press line, got set next to each other. She didn't acknowledge me. I kept looking over like, oh shit, it's coming any minute. And I was kind of by myself for a second and Louie came up and he's like, Tamara, hi, it's so nice to meet you. So sweet. He asked me about Eddie. He asked me about Ryan. He asked me about my gym. Like he knew, like obviously he watches the show. So he was talking and I said, you do know Teresa's kind of mad at me right now. And I just, you know, I'd love to explain that that's not what I said. You know, I wasn't saying that anything bad about you. He's like, it's all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It was a misunderstanding. I'm like, okay. And then Teresa leaned over and I'm like, hi. She's like, hi, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. And that was it.
Well, I was on Melissa Gorga's podcast yesterday and she was like, I knew, because she said that she had talked to you about it as well. And she was like, I knew in that setting, 1,000,000% Teresa would be cool with it. Like she's not going to cause a, you know,
she's not going to flip my table.
No, not going to flip your table. But I was glad that that was all squashed. We took pictures, like everything was fine. Then I don't know if you noticed this part, but this was a little interesting. So the Beverly Hills girls, the cast, the current cast was a little split up. Like not all of them sat down prior to presenting.
Some of them I didn't even see. I didn't see Renna. I didn't see Erica. I only saw them on stage, but right. I didn't see them come in. They weren't sitting next to us. They must have been in a totally different area.
No, they weren't. So
were they sitting down?
No, I'm trying to tell you what happened. So they arrived right when presenting started. When they're like right before they had to present. So they came later and did the red carpet. So they stage each people at like different time to arrive the red carpet, because if we all arrived at the same time, the camera people wouldn't have enough time.
Yeah.
So they came, that was one of the first ones presented. So they came later. However, so at the table, right after they present, it was Crystal and Rob were sitting there and then some seat fillers because, when, you know, they want it to always look full. So Renna sits down at that table. She's told by her PR person or whomever it is, sit there. I see Erica start to walk to the same spot. And then Kathy came and sat down next to Renna and then Renna got up and left.
So I just tell you that whole drama? I'm so sick of seeing it on social media.
Well,
I'm so sick of it. It's just too much. Like, well, leave it off social media.
Well, I think ultimately what I'm seeing now, I mean, okay, but we have to still talk through the fact that Renna gets up, leaves the table. Then Kathy walks over to Paris's table where Bethany is and then proceeds to use a hand fan the entire.
I saw that.
The awards.
I'm surprised she didn't have somebody there fanning her.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
That assistant that's exposing all those emails or texts or whatever they are. Why wasn't he there fanning her?
Well, by the way,
I'm just kidding.
It's gone now back and forth. So with this, now I've come to the conclusion, because now I've been on all the different trying to figure out this guy, the one that said all of these things. First, he said, you know, Rhymes is Milton who hired me. Then he's trying to come forward and say it was actually Rinna. And I truly believe neither of these women know this person at all.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's so deluded. It's so stupid. This guy's clearly trying to get attention. Like, I don't even want to read about it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's all over. Every day, Instagram. It's like, just stop.
Because
just,
this guy is doing everything he can. But he did stop
giving
good...
him attention. But he... need to stop giving him attention.
I know you say that, but this is what happens ultimately on social media. You believe one side, then the other side's like, then this side's like, but now
that Beverly Hills girls have like bad stuff like that. Like it gets nasty.
Oh, and it doesn't
the
get
fans and stuff. It's like, no, it's bad. Like that's, I mean, it has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah.
It's just a fight that's off the show. And now you have this guy that's potentially just some, I don't know. What is
whoever he?
I don't a fan mean, trying to get attention. And now it's caused a fight between two women. And it's just like,
I mean, I tried to figure out who he is because we only have one mutual friend in common on Instagram. And I reached out to the one mutual friend and she was like, I don't even know why I follow this person. I really don't know who he is. She's like, I think he went. And this girl that I reached out to is like a babysitter I've used a couple of times.
Oh, how
she's
funny.
She's like, I don't know. I think he went to high school with a friend of mine and then we followed each other years ago.
Oh,
I don't
my God.
Know.
You're like a detective.
But anyways, that's that. What else happened there?
Oh, can we please talk about me announcing the new clip? I finally watched it because I don't watch myself. I was so nervous standing up there. You know how I was going into it? I look like a deer in the headlights. The other girls are like looking at each other, talking. I'm staring at the teleprompter going, I'm going to miss my line. I'm going to miss my line. I just know it. So I was like, it wasn't until the end that I was like, okay, just relax. God, I've never done that before.
But you know what? You did a nice job. I couldn't see him.
No, I didn't.
You had your back face to me. So all I could see was your butt.
Great.
So
my cellulite.
Oh my, we'll get to that whole thing in the next post. Okay. So that was during the show. Then I have to say Girls Trip, that trailer looked hilarious. The Brandy saying the cat meme.
It was so good. It's so funny because after filming it, like even Brandy and I have talked and it's like, wow, I didn't think it was that explosive. Like there were definitely some moments but it was just bizarre. Like we're both going, I don't even remember that.
Well,
you know how it is when
good.
You film for 8 straight days and you, like hardly any sleep. You're like, oh, I didn't know that happened. Oh, I forgot that happened.
Oh, I forgot how terrible juicy that. But it was a good clip.
A good clip.
So then what happens is like everybody's leaving at different times. You're trying to figure out your plans. And then Tam starts. Well, we walk out with Chrishell and G-Flip.
G-Flip.
Yep. We meet that hot new couple. They were super nice, friendly. I think we took a pic. We liked them. They're good. Then Tam meets Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House. I don't know what you guys were talking about.
I read her on the park. I've talked to her on Instagram and I met her on the red carpet. We have some mutual friends and they both like Julius from New York and Dave Quinn. They're like, oh my God, you guys will be best friends. You're so alike. And I'm like, really? And so it was like, we were waiting to meet each other and then we finally met each other and I love her. She's so sweet. Yeah, so fun.
She was so fun. She was with the boyfriend. And then Craig was there with Paige, his girlfriend. They were super friendly. Everyone's just kind of like eating, like having pizza, drinks, whatever. Of course, then I see, can't even help myself, you guys. Then I see that producer, Adam DeBello, as we're about to leave. And of course, I have to ask him about what Christine Quinn said on Watch What Happens Live. And it's just like, Teddy, why can you not just be a regular functioning
person?
Human being and not carry useless information?
Did you ever want to be like a detective or PI anything like that?
But like, he was actually really charming and funny. And, you know, we laughed, whatever. Luckily, we got our car pretty quickly. But before we left, all of the cast of Vanderpump Rules that was there asked us to go to Tom Tom. I'm like, I don't think that I can go to Tom Tom. This feels weird. What does Tam say?
Let's go.
Let's go to TomTom.
Let's go. Get in the car. We go to TomTom. And guess who's there?
Guess who's there?
Ken and Lisa.
Ken and Lisa.
And Ken is always so, he's always been so kind to me. And so he came up and talked to me and asked me how Eddie was and all that. And then did you ask him if you can go talk to Lisa? Or did you just walk up?
If I can go talk to Lisa. No, I said, because remember, I've got like Tom and everybody being like, come please, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't feel like, I don't feel comfortable. I haven't talked to her in years. The last time that we had any conversation was not good. And so I, out of respect, I walked up to Ken and just said, hey, I'm here with this group of people. Do you think I should go up and have a conversation with Lisa? Which would not be an apology on my part or anything like that. I'm like, but do you think I should try to clear the air? And he said, yeah, I think you should. And then we probably talked for like 20 minutes or so.
No, it was like 40 minutes.
We talked.
I was sitting with Lindsay and her group, and you were over there, and I'm literally taking pictures like behind my shoulder of you guys, and there's some that look like are a little bit heated. You're all like, yeah, this, I'm like, oh shit, what's going down?
Ultimately, we just went through it. Like all the things that
you didn't even tell me what was said. I don't even know. So
I mean, it was mainly like all the things we probably would have said to each other at the reunion had we
shown up.
Yeah, had we had the reunion. And mainly she's kind of over all that. Like she's like, I get it. You know, neither of the guys that involved you in the situation with me even work for me anymore. Like all of that, like, is water on the bridge. The one
so
thing
time healed.
Time healed seemed to, I don't know, healed, but healed-ish. But she said the one thing that I really didn't like that you said was that I would never be brought back, that you don't think that I would ever be brought back on Beverly Hills.
That's just your opinion.
Not that, and I go, well, by the way, I say the same thing about myself. Like, I just, it wasn't me being disrespectful to you.
I wouldn't think that she would want to go back. She's and got so I many don't other know, things going on.
I don't know that she wants to go back or she doesn't want to go back. I just think that ultimately hurt her ego that I said that. Oh. But we did have a nice conversation. We were respectful to one another.
So will you guys be going to lunch soon?
No, but I did ask her if she wanted to come on the pod. And she was like, why would I do that? And I was like, I don't know. I think it'd be funny. And so that's where we left it.
Oh, so should I ask her if she'll come on? So I did have a conversation with her about Housewives. So she was so funny. She was like, Tamara, why are you not on the Housewives anymore? It's total crap now. And I'm like, got fired. I don't know what to tell you. You need to go back. And I said, well, you know, you never know. What do you? And I asked her, I said, do you think that I should? Yes, you should. It's a great platform. You should go back. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm waiting for that phone call.
Well, we'll be waiting for that call for you, Tam.
I'll be waiting for that call for years. I'll be like 60. Are you going to call me? I'm waiting for that call.
Hello. My phone hasn't been ringing. Did you call by
anything? I know. I'm sorry. Did I have a missed call from you?
Okay.
Oh my God. Can we please talk about the worst dressed list of Daily Mail?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we all made it.
We all made it.
We all made it. So, I mean, it was me. And what was the top three? Me,
you,
Erica.
You, Erica, and
Lisa Renna, which I didn't think any of our outfits were horrible. So I reached out to my friend that works at the Daily Mail and I said, what is this shit? Because he was sending me messages going, oh my God, you've never looked so good. What an outfit. Da, da, da. I go, am I just, I mean, I'm no fashion icon, but I liked it. And he goes, they love screwing with housewives. So he basically said, like, they love screwing with housewives. It's like clickbait. You know what I mean? Like, when they have somebody up there, then they're going to click on it. And I'm sticking with that.
Well, I don't want you better. I don't want you to worry because right below, I think there was one more after you than me. So, like, I still made the list. But then I started getting messages about, because you know when you're on the red carpet and they say look back, like,
yeah,
look back, so you're walking away and then you look back, messages about, I can't believe that you would show a picture of your cellulite, and I can't believe that you would wear a dress. So
people are unbelievable. They really are. In this day and age, like, really, you're gonna comment on somebody's cellulite? We all have it. I mean, I was ready. Like, I'm super insecure because, you know, I'm 54 years old. Like, I have a weight balance. Like if I'm too thin, the skin of my legs sag. If I gain a few pounds, then I get a belly. It's like, what's better than other? I'm like, I'm just going to stick to the saggy skin. Like what can I do? It is what it is. I am at a certain age. I'm not going to go and have knee tucks.
Yeah. I mean, but I think ultimately, like I had the choice. I was like, I can either, you know, post that glossy photo that everybody's going to post, you know, that's on any kind of platform, or I can post the one that people are messaging me about and saying this, because we need to have this conversation. And like cellulite is natural. And
yes,
I mean, the amount of people that responded, like Caitlin Bristow, Tracy Bregman, Courtney Lopez, Whitney Wildrose, Stephanie Hallman, Leanne Locken, Justin Sylvester, Carson Kressley, Sheena, Cynthia Bailey, Nicole Martin, you. I mean, so
they all commented on your Instagram post?
Yeah, I'll post it. And
yeah,
I think the truth is, why is it that if you show too much, you're, you know, put it away. If you don't show enough, you're hiding things.
Yeah, and hiding things. And I don't know. I just feel like we all have cellulite. I work out. You work out. I eat healthy. It's just you have it. There's nothing you can do about it. Anybody that says they don't, you know, I'm sure there are young girls, supermodels, whatever, don't. Majority of women do. And there's it is what it is. Get over it. You know what? And the thing is like this day and age, I cannot believe that Daily Mail is basically saying you're worse. Like, why bring down women? Like, are we still doing that? I thought we were over that, Daily Mail.
Well, I think the other thing is, you know, when even though there was, you know, thousands of comments about people like saying thank you for sharing, there was also people saying to me, why would you're a mother. Why would you even wear a dress like that?
Oh my God. And you click on their picture and it's a picture of a cat, right?
Well, I don't even, but this is something else that I think we need to talk about. I'm not taking my kids to their piano recital in this outfit. I'm going to the MTV Awards.
And I want to go and have fun. You're only 40.
Even if I was 75 and I want to wear something for fun.
Evidently to the trolls, you just have to lay down and die once you get a certain age because you can't put makeup on. You can't look good. You can't wear a short dress. You can't wear a body hugging dress. You can't do anything. It's just, you know what? Fuck them.
But you know what? I did like the comment where it said it looked like I was auditioning for Dancing with the Stars. I was like, maybe I'm trying to manifest it. Okay,
it is a Dancing with the Stars outfit, but it is actually, I saw it on Revolve. I'm like, I almost bought it. And I've seen another girl, Kelly, just posted some birthday party and one of the girls there is wearing, so it's a very hot dress right now.
And I just loaned it to someone. She picked it up 20 minutes ago for something she's going to tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a little break, then we'll come back, we'll do a little recap on Wango Tango, Housewife headlines, and we've got to get into Atlanta.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! It's good.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try DashPass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for DashPass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, so we're back. We finally, we made it through MTV Awards and we have Wango Tango, and there's a couple things I need to touch base on.
Okay, so I left Wango Tango pretty quickly. I went with my girlfriend, Heather. We went and presented, and you can go ahead, tell your story. 5 seconds to summer. Go ahead.
Oh my
do
God,
it.
You guys.
Do it.
So we know, Wango Tango is from iHeart, who is our boss of this podcast. We're told we're presenting a band. So Tam doesn't say anything about it. In true Tam form, she doesn't even look at the emails or the texts that we send until we're
because there's 7,000 text messages. And I'm like, I have to go back and scroll for an hour because you guys. So I didn't know who we were presenting.
So then, right, we're up there. We're on the stage. We got our script. I'm like, all right, so we're presenting 5 Seconds of Summer. And she looks at me with not even a smile, not a joke. She goes, I'm so confused. I thought we were presenting a band. I was like, Tamara, we are presenting a band.
I thought it was like, woohoo, 5 Seconds of Summer. I thought that was just like, oh, we're kicking off summer. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so Tam.
Again, I'm old.
Tam was disaster zone. Tam really came to
present. Name one song they sing.
I don't know, but I I did know when they were singing them, but I couldn't name any of the songs that anybody sings, because I'm not that type of person.
I asked my daughter. I'm like, do you know 5 Seconds of Summer? She actually Googled it and looked to see us presenting before. By the time I got home, she already had it. And she goes, oh, you presented 5 Seconds of Summer. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I didn't know who they were. I thought it was just me kicking off summer.
Well, know who I was obsessed with? Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
And Camila Cabello. I realized that you ate your sliders and had a half a glass of champs and you were out of there. But I was celebrating my friend Kelly's birthday and we were absolutely obsessed. I had to text Edwin. I think I'm in love with Shawn Mendes.
Yeah. I follow him on Instagram. I watched a documentary or something. It was very interesting. I think I left too soon because it was weird. I'm in a cocktail dress. My girl was in a cocktail dress. We're there. It's outside. It's broad daylight. And I'm like, I kind of feel like we don't fit in. Then we went to the suite, saw the burgers, ate a couple of burgers. I didn't even have a glass of champagne. I had 2 bottles of water. I tried to drink and I'm like, don't feel like drinking tonight. So we were going to go out to dinner. And we thought, well, let's just go to dinner. As we're walking out, Diplo was playing and my girlfriend's huge in that. So we go running down the aisle, dancing, doing all that. And then we're like, okay, let's get in our car and go.
Diplo was so good. Oh, I also sat down next to Jonathan Bennett, who is also on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes, and I met him.
We had a good laugh about how we both got kicked out first. And we're like, listen, and we were even in shocking turn of events. We were even liked on that show. And then we still got kicked off first. And so that was good. Other things, know who else I saw? Jason Oppenheim from Selling Sunset.
He was rude to me at MT. It's weird because I saw him. Oh. I don't know if it's, I don't know who's who. There's two of them, but only one was there, right? The brothers?
Well, were they both there? One, I didn't see the one at MTV Awards. I only saw one.
I did. And I was like, saying, I'm like, hi. And he was just like, who are you? You know, I was talking to Heather and Tarek and Chriselle and all that. And he was just not very nice. And I thought, okay, whatever. And then, you know, because I'm a real estate license. So I jokingly said, like, when are you going to hire me? Like that. Because they opened up an office in Orange County. And he just looked at me like, shut up. And I'm like, okay. And then I saw him in the suite at Wango Tango and still like just giving side eye. I'm like, can't you just smile? You got a big successful show. Like, be good
for people. For me, it wasn't even, I mean, I didn't even see any of that, but I was seeing the, like, we have like our producers on this show who also, they like help us when we're at these events. So we don't get like, we're just hot messes. Yeah. So they just take care of us.
Handlers.
And I saw the way that he was talking to those girls.
Oh, really?
And I was like, listen, this is where I draw the line. Like, it was like, I had to take a breath and almost say something to him. Like,
what was he saying?
Just it was just rude? More like treating. It was like one
like
of those,
they were like, help,
like staff, you know, like it was just icky. And I was like,
that's
listen.
Disappointing because I actually really like him on the show. The one that was dating Chriselle, is his name Brett, I think. That's Brett. I don't know. There's two of them.
No, Jason's the one that was dating Chriselle.
Okay. Okay. So Jason. So Jason, I think, is the one that was at Wango Tango, right? They were both at MTV, and then just one brother was at Wango Tango.
I never saw either of them at MTV, but okay. Now we got to get into Housewife headlines, and then we're going to recap Atlanta.
Okay. Tom Girardi, is that how you say his last name? Girardi. Yeah. To pay $2.3 million in restitution to his former clients. I really hate talking about lawsuits because it just gets so weird. But I don't think that's any shock. And I just read that he was disbarred.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of the lawsuits.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
I think everything just getting out of control, and then you read in the press, and then you see something different on the show. We really have no idea.
I know. Like, and then Luann and Sonia Morgan land a simple lifestyle reality show, which is crazy because Vicky and I were in talks with a producer to do that after we both were let go from Housewives. So I'm like, oh, I texted to Vicky. I got no response.
Well, also, you FaceTimed Vicky.
No, I didn't FaceTime Vicky. Somebody, let's talk about
Claire
that.
Crawley.
Claire Crawley was with another.
Bachelorette.
Yeah, which is super sweet and pretty. Was with another girl. And she came up to him. She's like, oh, my God. And I think she'd been drinking a little bit. So she was like, oh, my God, I'm best friends with Vicky. And I'm like, really? Because I've never met you before. And she said that she lived in Del Mar. And then she started going, Vicky's not happy with you. I said, why? You didn't go to her birthday party. I go, I know. Eddie's birthday. I couldn't go to Mexico. I can't just take off and go to Mexico. I have a daughter in school that doesn't drive. I have two businesses. I have a podcast. I can't just take off and run to Mexico. Sorry. So she had a party in Orange County. And it just so happened that we had a dinner party for Eddie for his birthday that night. So I couldn't go. I'm like, we've already talked about it. But this girl was trying to bring it up. So then she gets Vicky on the phone, FaceTime. And so, and I'm like, oh, you can't hear a thing.
And then pans to me.
I did that.
Who else is here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you did that? Oh my
God. Yeah, I did that.
Okay. Well, either way.
But literally text over the article where Luann and Sonia have signed a deal to star in their own show. Page Six has learned, according to sources close to production, it's a simple lifestyle reality show in which the glamorous pals will live together in a middle America town and mingle with regular folks. Are they not regular
folks? Their words.
Much like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie did. So I haven't heard.
I wonder if it's the same production company that reached out to you originally.
Probably not. The one that reached out to us was an old producer on Housewives. But I don't even know if this is true or not true. Yeah. No network. There's
but
no
it would make
company.
Sense with if you go back and listen to the Luann podcast, she was being
hinting
at something that didn't seem like legacy.
But okay. I don't know why they would do that, only because that's going to hinder their chances of going back to legacy.
Because who knows when legacy's happening? I mean, let's be honest, we have no idea. There's been it's. I don't think anyone's gotten their offer letters. I have no idea. But
oh, gotcha.
Other than that, I mean, we're gonna run out of time, and we haven't even gotten to recaps of the show yet.
Okay.
But Jersey. The last thing we can discuss here on Housewife Headlines: Real Housewives of New Jersey. Teresa reacted to Ramona Singer leaking wedding details. Teresa handled this drama like a piece of wedding cake, says E! News. What else can you do when your friend accidentally posts private wedding details online? The Real Housewives of New Jersey star revealed how she reacted. Eventually, we're sure people were going to find out about it anyway, she exclusively told E! But there was the password to get onto the website, so I had to change everything. So at the end of the day, Teresa believes that it was an honest mistake on Ramona's part.
It is so Ramona. She's just oblivious to everything around her, so I get that. Jen Armstrong files for divorce. Don't care.
Don't care. Let's take a little break. We'll come right back and we're going to recap Atlanta.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Okay, here we are back talking about Atlanta. I'm so glad it was back on this week.
I know. How did you feel about the episode?
I thought it was good.
It was good. I was sad. I was mad. I was like, oh, so many emotions on this episode.
Okay, so first thing that we need to report is that we checked and dropitwithdrew.com is a functioning website. You can go onto it at
I've gone onto it before because being in the fitness industry, like you go like, what is this about? Which it's very confusing to me. The one thing I did not care for is don't tell somebody you can drop 20 pounds in 20 days or something like that. Like that's not even healthy.
This was the part that was hard for me and I never want to, shade somebody's business or anything like that. I don't think she's very clear about what her business is when she's talking about it to the group. And then when you see her get on with her business partners, and then like if I were to ask you about Venus CBD, or you were to ask me about All In,
answers. Yeah. I suspect it's a business that somebody else put together. They used her face, you know, and she doesn't really know what's going on.
It's more of a, maybe it's more of a collab.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I think if Sonia did a fitness, you know, website and videos and whatever, I don't even know what's on Drop It With Drew. She said there was meal plans, fitness camps, things like that. But if Sonia did, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. Her and her husband are in amazing shape.
Well, not athletes. But I don't think you have to be in amazing shape to help people change their life.
Should work out. Well, if you're talking about,
I agree
about
that
out.
You should work out, but I don't think that it means that you have to be a certain body type. However, you need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I agree. We have trainers all shapes, sizes, fit, not fit, whatever. Like,
I think it ultimately she just didn't really.
It's
know.
Ultimately how educated you are and
what you're talking about, and how passionate you are about that position. But a lot of the times, I'm not saying that this is what Drew did, but a lot of the times when people become on Housewives, they develop a business, but it's not really fully.
Right. But it's like Wines by Wives. I learned early on when some guy from New York said, hey, I want to do this thing. And Vicky and I were like, yeah, sure. That sounds great. I didn't have any business at the time. I don't think or maybe I just started the gym at the time. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't really make sense for my brand, but okay, let's try it. It didn't work. It failed. I didn't know anything about the business. I don't know anything about wine. Like my advice has always been to housewives, like if you're going to do something that makes sense to you and your brand. I mean, it's like me going, I'm going to start like, you know, the chef business or this, you know, designer clothes.
Stay in your lane and it is
stay
what
in
is.
Your lane, the worst dress lane.
I'll just stay in hand modeling.
Yeah. Well,
I can't even.
Kyle and I had conversations about our ugly hands one day.
Oh my gosh, I can't. All of us with our hands. Okay, so the show starts with Drew apologizing to Sheree for getting upset with her about what Anthony told her and for putting her hands on Sheree's face. Drew understands that Anthony is the messy one.
Finally. There's nothing worse than an assistant that wants to be on TV. I am loving Sheree. I mean, I can't even figure out who's my favorite. I know who my least favorite is.
Who's your least favorite?
Drew.
Yeah, but I think they need...
I mean, and I still like her, but I just...
Yeah, I mean, least favorite in the fact of like some of her storylines feel a little forced.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least she's like showing up and going for it. And I did appreciate when all of the women started jumping on Sheree and saying, well, where is he like at the group dinner. Drew like stepped up and said like, let her be.
Yeah. And when I say least, like she's the least one I'm invested in. I like her. I think she's great TV. But I am just Marlo. Oh my gosh. Love her. Sheree.
Okay. So then
Kenya, they're just such good TV.
All of them are so good. And they're talking about real things. Even when they're at dinner and
with their vibrating panties on.
Hold on. Also, would you ever do that?
I was going to ask you that. I thought it was kind of weird with couples. Like it was kind of felt kind of a little swingerish to me. And I was kind of with Kenya on that. Like if it was us girls going out, just joking, and I'd be like, like that. I mean, it'd be a good laugh for about 20 minutes. And then it's like, take those suckers off.
Well, I think the problem is it took away from the play, which I would think is the ultimate thing we should have been. Like, I didn't even know what the play was about at this point, because I'm so I'm concentrating on these vibrating panties.
But how smart is Candy? That's her business. So she incorporated that is iconic housewife move. Put in your vibrating panties. Don't say anything about your business, and then talk about your play that you just produced.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. She's all golden. The things. But even when Kenya was at dinner and her ex-husband is calling and there's the stuff going on between her daughter, I think the way that Kenya openly shared about that is so real.
Yep.
And exactly what she's going through. So I appreciate it.
I related to so many things that she was saying, just being gaslit and trying to make, you know, the other one trying to make you feel bad or make you feel like a bad parent. Like I went through that. It wasn't fun.
Wasn't fun. Then essentially Marlo tells Candy that her sex stuff is getting out of hand. Candy snaps back that Marlo should start
getting fucked.
Marlo's funny that when people kind of come at Marlo, she just kind of, so far, she's just kind of laughs it off.
She brushes it off.
She brushes it off. She's funny.
She's got a great personality. She really does.
And her confessionals are good. And she looks like she totally like metamorphoses in each confessional.
Candy too, with that blue outfit she had on.
Yeah.
I just can't with Sheree's beehive.
Oh, that's a hard look. That's a hard one.
Kyle had something similar to that once.
Oh, I think she did. But I think that was during
not as drastic.
No, that was during the Halloween days when she had bangs. Bangs are hard for anyone. I'm going to just put it straight out there. If you're considering bangs, it's really, my daughter was actually asking me about bangs. I'm like, listen, it's very few people they work out for.
My daughter had those really short, like rockabilly bangs where I don't even know if they call rockabilly anymore. They're really short. And I'm like, are we over this yet?
Yeah. Then we get into them all going to the Broadway show, which is like, obviously they couldn't film in there, so you don't see anything.
Yeah. I cracked up at Marlo. That. I wanted to see a little bit of it.
Marlo riding her bike there.
That was the best thing ever. She's like, can you watch my bike or whatever she said? Can I park my bike here? I'm like, oh my God, she did not just do that.
She's so good. She knows how to steal a scene.
She stole that scene.
Then Kenya apologizes to Ralph for if she offended him and yelled at him at dinner. He handled it fine. Like, dude,
Kenya's so good like that. Like she takes accountability. She knows when she did something wrong. She's kind of the voice of reason. And I don't feel like that was the Kenya years ago.
Also, in that same token, I'm glad she apologized. But also, I agreed with her when she did it.
She's not wrong.
I felt like you were right. Then Sonia tells Drew that she can't be the best friend to her when she doesn't agree with Drew's actions, like putting her hands in Sheree's face. Drew gets upset by that and then brings this up in front of the ladies. But to be honest, that wasn't clear to me. I'm reading that off our recap. That wasn't clear to me in that group conversation what Sonia was even talking about. Was beating around the bush. Like
I did understand it. I felt like it was a situation where she was trying to make drama out of nothing.
Because then she said, then she starts bringing up Drew's business and Drew saying she had a hernia, mommy makeover, but people do.
Okay. Can we just talk about that?
Yes.
Remind me what she said. Cause I remember shaking my head saying, what are you freaking talking about? Oh, she said she had lipo because she had a hernia. That doesn't make any sense at all. She might have gotten a hernia from having lipo. That would make sense if they burst her stomach wall. But I had a hernia that burst. I didn't get lipo.
Yeah,
I had to have emergency surgery and in the hospital for 5 days. So she was trying to make excuses to why she had a tummy tuck. I had a tummy tuck.
But just say, here's the thing. I have blatantly said I had a neck lift. And you know what? I am very active. I eat relatively clean. I have a business that helps people change their life. And for me, I can openly say, listen, this is something that I struggled with. As long as I can remember that I had loose skin on my neck, especially from losing weight, and it made me feel insecure. And I'm going to be straightforward with the people that know me.
I feel like I know
me because I'm telling you this information as opposed to hiding.
I wish more people would be like that. Like when I had my facelift, I came right out and said it. I didn't care. I wasn't ashamed. I did it. Whatever. We had a girl on the cast one year that was talking about how she needed a nose job. So finally she got a nose job. And then she said she got a nose job because she had sinus issues. I'm like, yeah, it's like, just come on.
And you know, so maybe it would have come off better with Drew if Drew said, listen, I did do a mommy makeover. But in order for a mommy makeover to even work or stay working, you have to still stay consistent with, you know, a healthy lifestyle.
Diet and exercise and all that. That stuff's a tweak. It doesn't make you fit. It doesn't make you healthy.
How
many kids does she have?
I think she has two. But I think regardless, it's not our place to judge if she got one or not, but it just didn't make sense in regards to the answer. She could still do it. She could have done those things and still have this business, but the way she explained it was not good.
She didn't do herself any favors.
But Sonia didn't really explain or ever even really get to the point of what
I didn't
she was,
quite
what
understand
about.
That. And that's where like her interview questions and things like that when she was talking are so good. I thought she was so good. But this little
thing. I think Drew won that one because even
she did.
Drew goes, you were just in my room 20 minutes ago using my glam team. Didn't say anything.
Yeah. But did you see that glam team? She had like 6 or 7 people in that room. So I could see why she wouldn't bring it up then. But also, if you're a housewife, you bring it up on camera.
No, it was on camera because you saw.
Oh, that's right.
Seven
that's right.
People
Maybe
in the room.
Because there were so many people in there that no, she didn't she, know.
No, that if I wanted to have an exclusive.
Not when you're using her glam team. You can't throw her. You can't like jab her when she's using the glam team.
It's worse to wait 20 minutes later and bring up the whole thing in front Depends of the entire cast.
Depends on
but
who you
she
are.
She could have had that conversation privately.
Okay. Speaking
on camera.
Yeah. And poor Sheree.
Okay. Now we have to get to
the. Oh my God. Drives all the way to Philly. First of all, he flakes on seeing the group. Then she decides to go to Philly. Only
and she looked so beautiful.
So beautiful. So sweet. When she started crying, get teary eyed. I almost started crying. I felt bad. They've been together for a while, right?
They've been together for a while, but now he's on house arrest. And so he could only go 100 miles. Then, of course, the editors are geniuses. They show it's like 94.7 miles. So he could have made it to the thing the time before. But either way, she drives to Philly. And this is the part that I got upset about. She's there a long ass time, which, you know, I have a history of being, you know.
I remember that.
You know, so
it's being
and that wasn't
right
by somebody that I was madly in love with trying to show relationship on camera. But he obviously knew he was not going to show up and do this. And to let her drive that extra way, sit there, she was obviously freezing. She's like waiting to order. She's calling him. She's texting him. He's not responding. And at the point it took that the freaking producer had to come over and tell her, I was done for.
I know. I mean, it was just so bad. They're not together now, right?
I don't know.
This is the thing for me. Like, how together were they if he's been in jail for all these years and then now he's on house arrest and they live in different states?
We don't know how often they see one another when she's not filming. We really don't. So this could have been a situation where like just his what they kind of made it seem like was the parole officer said that doing this show is not right, essentially.
Well, I think what it is that the parole officer said, you can't film. It's not going to be a good look for you, right? So that's why, yeah.
But he could have said that to her prior to her showing up and waiting. What I love the most is when Kenya came up to her, what called her.
I know.
It was like a real friend type conversation.
I like fell in love with Kenya at that moment. Like I've always liked her, but I'm like, she is a true friend. What can I do? Like, don't cry.
Want
like,
me to get you a plane ticket?
You want a plane? What do you need? Yeah.
And it really pissed me off that he did that to her. I hope that we get more information on that. But I mean, I thought it was a really good episode. We saw all the things. And Everybody was good. Everybody was involved. The only person I felt a little bit was like Sonia. I felt like, come on, let's get in here a little bit.
She's new. I give her room. I give her slack. Like you try to get into the mess, but if you're not fully prepared, was it Candy or somebody said maybe you should have wrote down what you were going to say?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it sounded like. Okay. Yeah. We got to get into fan thoughts.
Okay.
I felt bad for Sheree. That was embarrassing and cringy. To me, it wasn't cringy. Like
to me, I don't think it was embarrassing either. I felt like it was like a real moment and it was a sad moment. And
she has nothing to be embarrassed about.
She did nothing wrong. Yeah. I think Sheree knew Tyrone wasn't coming. What do you think?
Then she says the vulnerability felt intentional. I did not feel that way at all.
I didn't either.
I felt like it was a really real scene. We're also in a group chat with other people who agree with us on that. Like the first thing we all texted was like, that broke my heart with her. That didn't.
I disagree with that entire sentence.
Whoever it is that wrote that. Sheree needs to dump her boyfriend. Drew is in denial about her marriage.
I think that Sheree has dumped her boyfriend.
I don't know. But I do think, did you watch What Happens Live with Drew on it?
I didn't.
It was a little rough with Drew talking about the husband. Sometimes I just wonder, is Drew wanting the audience to hate him? I mean, obviously they're doing polls and they're losing every single poll. Like, are they going to make it? Losing the poll. Is he a gaslighter? Losing the poll. You know, like every single one. But it was pretty bad. And like,
I still can't figure out if they're just doing this for TV reasons or if this is really how their life is.
I don't know. The next one's funny. Marlo's confessionals are the highlight of my Sunday nights. You know what? Mine too.
Mine too. So good. I just want to hang out with her. They are too extra. Almost can't watch anymore. I disagree with that too.
I disagree. I like that they seem like an actual friend group and they can be extra, but they can also be vulnerable. That's huge. Not a lot of housewives you can say that about.
Right.
Oh, people are over the assistant storyline. They're saying it has been done too many times before.
Kenya's much more likable this season.
I think
that's what I was thinking too. I don't know. I think motherhood does her well.
I liked Kenya. I'm loving Kenya this season. I loved Kenya on Dancing with the Stars. I loved Kenya on Girls Trip. So Kenya is, we need to have her on, essentially, is what I'm saying.
Yes, we do.
Okay, well,
let's make that happen.
We got to make that happen.
Inspector Gadget.
I know. I'm going to slide into her DMs, get through everything. I know you have to go because
I have a pool outside this door that's calling my name.
I know. Go live your best life. But leave us a review and we'll talk to y'all later this week.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.